Today we celebrate the feast of one of the founders of one of those religious orders, which is still around, even though it has never been very big, but it has been very, very important in the history of the church. St. Felix of Valois. His baptismal name was Hugh, but it was changed to Felix. St. Felix became friends with another great saint, St. John of Matha. And together, and with the help of the king of Aragon, they received a vision from the Blessed Mother. And she asked them to found a new order, which was to be an order that would ransom captives. And of course, she of course is also known as Our Lady of Ransom, which we celebrated her feast recently. St. Felix and St. John and the king then went about starting the order of the Most Holy Trinity, known as Trinitarians. Not to be confused by a very small, a local Alabama religious congregation, which I don't know if it's still around, maybe you know, I don't, became very, very liberal and very disobedient to the tradition of the church. These are the Trinitarians. And so, and their habit, which was given to them by the Blessed Mother, and she appeared wearing it, is white, and then on the scapular there is a cross of red and blue. And so, in a sense, the Trinity is represented there, the white of the habit, which is very similar to the Dominican habit, and the red and blue, of course, the red is for Christ, who suffered and shed his blood for us. St. John of Matha then proceeded, and Pope Innocent III gave them the blessing, and he and St. John of Matha and St. Felix of Valois proceeded to go out throughout Europe collecting money and ransoming captives from the Muslims, who took young Catholics. They didn't bother with old ones. They wanted young ones because they had very evil intents upon them. And then they ransomed them. And so today we honor him, a great church, a great saint of the Middle Age church. And he died in the year of our Lord, 1212. And so today we honor St. Felix of Valois from the royal family of Valois, and now from the royal family, the real royal family of God Almighty. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.